comedy is an art form, and as such, we don't feel it should be censored a whole lot. Unless, of course, they say that really, really bad word. So the following comedy program may contain some language that some people could find offensive, so you've been warned. Parental discretion is advised.
Hi, this is Bob Hope here with my Christmas 94 USO tour. Hey, I've spent so many Christmases away from home that my wife thinks that guy who comes down the chimney every Christmas Eve is really me all dressed up. I just wish you would stop giving him my Christmas goose. But seriously, folks, it's a shame that we can't all drop our differences on one day of the year and stop this warring. Hey, what am I saying? I'd be out of a job. So as long as there's a war or an armed conflict, I'll be there, entertaining the troops. And here I am now with Cindy Crawford and Brooke Shield. Hey, if they don't put out throughout the show. Stompin' Tom Connors and the first double bagger of comedy, Phyllis Diller. Oh, I hope she don't put out. Let's hope the snow blows so hard that the troops can't see Phyllis's face. We wouldn't want them to go blind. Ha ha. But what about this war? What's this all about? Let's talk with one of the soldiers and get the lowdown. Hey, G.I. Joe, how did this battle get started? What iron-fisted fascist bastard is threatening democracy now?
Well, last week, these kids, they took Jimmy Patzo's aunt's nightgown and they stuck it in a snowbank because they wanted to make Annie freeze. So now, we're fighting and stuff with snowballs and sharp icicles, and maybe there'll be a toboggan race or a game of King of the Castle or ice hockey, or maybe we'll see who can write their names in the quickest in the snow with their own pee.
What a dirty little war. Kratzy's probably turning over in his grave. So this one's for you, kid. Let's hope this war's over so you'll be back home with your family for the holidays.
Well, for Christmas, my family's going to own the grandma's, and we're going to have turkey and stuff, and maybe play in her attic with some old toys that she had when she was a kid. Or maybe we'll build a snowman, or bury my sister in the root cellar, and then wait for Santa on the roof or by the chimney and see if he can hit him with a rock and take his sack of toys and stuff and take his sleigh for a ride and laugh at Rudolph and call him names.
Well, you listen to that. Kids like him haven't got a chance to grow old in a world like this. Tom's going to sing you a song, kid, that'll remind you of home and pumpkin pie and mom.
One time, my mom made apple pie instead of pumpkin, and my dad, he got mad and flushed it down the toilet and flooded the bathroom. And we had to have takeout because he also threw the turkey at mom and splattered it against the wall and on the floor and called mom an old sow who was ruining his life. And my brother and I, we laughed and hid in the basement because we thought dad was going to lose it. And he might make us eat dog food.
That's tough, kid. Kind of get you right here. Anyway, here's a Christmas tune from way back.
In school, Daisy Simmons sang so loud in the Christmas pageant that she drowned out the choir. The animals in the stable, the vice principal, 5 neighborhood dogs, 3 cats, and a janitor who was yelling about a fire in the broiler room.
Shut the hell up, kid. Here's a song.
We 3 clods from Omaha are spending Christmas Eve in a car, drinking, glasses clinking, who needs a lousy bar? Oh, drink to Charlie, drink to Paul, drink to friends we can't recall, swerving, speeding, signs unheeding, drink to anything at all. Oh, we 3 clods are feeling no pain, drunk as skunks with booze on the brain, senses losing till we're cruising into a wrong way lane. Oh, drink to Melvin, drink to Fred, drink to those 2 trucks ahead, headlights flashing, screeching, crashing, drink till they pronounce us dead.
Pass the bottle, Jolly.
It hangs down from our chandelier. We have no idea what it does. Its shape is weird and it drips with goo and lets off a high-sounding buzz. It grows a couple of feet each day and wiggles with a kind of a twitch. We keep it 'cause it's a present from my uncle, the son of a bitch.
You remember that lousy bastard, Charlie?
What are you gonna do with that gun, Charlie? What are you gonna do with the gun, Charlie?
Oodaloo.
What are you going to do with the gun, Charlie? You going to shoot Dean Martin with it, Charlie? Shot Dean Martin, Charlie. Charlie, do you know where I can rent some tomatoes?
Hey, ho, ho, good neighbors. This is your old buddy Stan the Welcome Mat Man here with an inspirational message for this festive season. As you loyal listeners know, on our radio show, Teddy and I are constantly complaining about bad neighbors and the crummy things they do, like bringing down property values and perverting the minds of impressionables, like Teddy. Anyhow, at this time of the year, I'd like to focus my attention and extend thanks to all you good neighbors for all the good things you do. Thanks to those of you who knit mittens for the Mitten Tree, donate money to the Salvation Army, give to the Fireman's Toy Drive, help the homeless, shovel your elderly neighbor's driveway, visit the sick and invalids in the hospital, go through your neighbor's garbage to see what kinky stuff they enjoy, rally against communism, stone the thespians, pen educational hate graffiti, spray against cucarachas, and sober the ethnic sanitation at the community center. For all these things, I say thank you and Merry Christmas, good neighbors. To the rest of you, go to hell. Happy holidays.
Good evening and welcome to Bedtime Story, a nightcap for the literary senses, a tonic for your weary mind. Tonight we present the Yuletide classic of one person's search for spiritual identity during the Christmas season in I Was Born a Christmas Tree.
Wow, look at this Christmas tree. It's a beaut. $60 for a real Christmas tree? I can get a fake one for that price that I can use again next year.
Go right ahead, Mr. Moneybags. It's no bark off my trunk if you do.
Who said that?
I did. Over here, Putz. It's me, the tree.
You talked.
No shit, Sherlock.
But you're a...
Tree, yeah. Haven't you heard of a whispering pine?
But trees don't talk.
Okay, so you're nuts and you're talking to yourself. I'll just shut up then.
No, wait. I believe you, but I don't understand it.
It's simple, really. I think I was switched at birth in the nursery. Somewhere there's a family who's raised a sapling as their son. Hell, the kid's probably a Wall Street broker by now. That had to be... Hell, I can't remember. A long time ago, anyway. If you can count my rings anyhow, that's the story. I'm a grown man in a tree trunk.
Wow, this is sensational.
So are you buying me or what?
Well, sure, I guess $60 isn't too much for a talking Christmas tree.
How about this Christmas tree stuff? You ain't gonna throw me out on the curb after the holidays, are you?
Well, I can't keep a Christmas tree up all year.
I knew it. I get put up for a couple of weeks and then boom! You get hoofed into the Christmas balls right out of the trash heap.
Come on, what else can I do?
Make a stand.
A tree stand?
No, a decision, you moron. Just say I'm keeping up my Christmas tree and I don't give a damn who knows it.
Yeah, I guess it's really no one's business what I do in my own home.
Now you're talking. Give me a little water every day, and if you don't bother me, I won't needle you.
All right, I'll do it. Tree, this looks like the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
That's the spirit. Now get a shovel and let's get going.
Don't you mean a tree saw?
The hell I do. I meant a shovel. You know, a tree hangs around one place so long he starts to put down roots.
Hey, let it go. It's mine.
No way, buddy. I saw it first.
Take your paw off it or I'll kick your ass.
Hey, I'm holding tight. But with my free hand, I'm gonna sock you.
My kid's expecting this for Christmas, and I'll kill just so he can fit it under our tree.
Yeah, well, my kid wants one too, and he's gonna get it just after you get yours.
Hey, you bastard, you bloodied my nose! Here's a present for your jewels!
Oh! You bastard, I'll kill you!
This Christmas, give the gift that everyone's talking about, the new G.I. Jesus doll. The toy that will bring peace on Earth or else.
Brought to you by the Church of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons.
Excuse me. Sorry, take two. FBI, we got your call about a stolen Christmas.
Christmas indeed, and this the very day, but someone has stolen our Christmas away.
Yeah. Look, I'm not thrilled about working on Christmas myself, so let's get this wrapped up as quick as possible.
Working on Christmas? A shame that I call, but more shameful is having no Christmas at all.
Listen, cut to the chase. What exactly is missing?
We've lost all our gewgaws, our trimmings, our trees. We've lost our dim daggers, our dog, and its fleas. We've lost all the presents that make all the noise, the clink clankers and jim jolts and bright colored toys. We're missing the food for the great Hoobo feast. Why, we've even lost the big roast of Hoo Beast.
Quite a haul. Who do you think did it?
It wasn't a who, of that I am sure. It was just a big brute whose heart is not pure.
Any witnesses?
Just one, a young who that got up to pee. Cindy Lou Who, who's not more than three. She got up last night to empty her bladder, only to witness the culprit ascending a ladder.
A ladder? So that's his M.O.
Dressed in a Santa suit, he ransacked our homes. He stole our bright-colored lights and our lawn ornament gnomes.
Look, can you can the rhyming for a few minutes so I can get a description of the felon?
I can tell you his look. Over every last inch, he was a red Santa suit-clad, small-hearted, green Grinch.
Look, conjecture's not going to get us anywhere. I need an exact description without exaggerating details. Can you just give me that?
Do you doubt what I say? I wouldn't lie in a pinch. The bastard was a smelly, green, slimy old Grinch. There's only just one, and really quite grim. If you catch the old prick, kick the shit out of him. He made us feel unsafe as he stalked our rooms and our halls. If I were to catch that old Grinch, I'd kick him right in his...
If you rhyme that, we're in trouble.
What? I was only going to say pants. After all, this is a kid's story.
I wouldn't touch you with a... 39 and a half foot pole.
Yes, it's time to start singing the praises of Conco for their new Instamatic, Automatic, Acrobatic, Pop-Up Toaster, Geiger Counter, and Morbin Tabernacle CD player.
Hey, Bob, your toast is up.
Great. Hey, Ted, will you get a load of this? According to this Geiger Counter, there's a natural uranium deposit right under our house. We'll be rich.
Bob, you're reading that wrong. It means there's a rich deposit of toxic nuclear waste under our house.
Well, that's bad, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's a great gift for Christmas from Conco, the Instamatic, Automatic, Acrobatic, Pop-Up Toaster, Geiger Counter, and Morbin Tabernacle CD player. Ask for it by name.
Void where prohibited.
Hey ho there everyone, this is me, Teddy the Topless Dancer, here with my own inspirational message for Christmas. I'm asking you to remember at this time of year that Christmas ain't just about Santa Claus and getting presents like battery socks and fur-lined pasties to keep your nipples warm on winter nights. It's also a time to celebrate the birth of a tiny baby, two meager parents a long time ago. When that tiny person grew into a full-grown person, he became someone that everyone flocked to see, and now, years after his death, people continue to mourn the passing of this great man. We tend to forget the man during the rest of the year, so as we gather together at holidays, let us try to remember and believe in the miracle that was the birth of the one person who has become synonymous with Christmas, Bing Crosby.
Hey, you there, boy!
Oh, me?
Remarkable boy. Quite a smart ass. Yes, you! What day is it?
Today? Why, it's Christmas Day.
Christmas Day? Oh, shit! The damn spirits did it all in one night. I didn't miss it after all. Damn it!
Are you talking to me, sir?
What? Oh, yes. Listen, do you know the butcher shop in the next street? But one. Please say no. Please say no.
I should say I do.
Figures. I would have to single out an intelligent boy. Where are all the morons when you need them? Oh, well, there's nothing to be done. Say, do you know if the prize turkey is still hanging there?
What? The one as big as me? Why, it's still there.
Shit! I was hoping to get away with something smaller, maybe a ham that was just a slight bit past code. Listen, you go and buy that turkey.
What? Care?
Now, wait. Fetch the butcher here, and if you're back in less than 5 minutes, I'll give you half a crown.
Half a crown? I'll be right back.
Good, and when he gets back, I'll give him half a crown, all right? Half of the crown that broke off my front tooth in that stale fig pudding I had for supper. As for the turkey, I hope Bob Cratchit chokes on it.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Now come off it, Marley. You can't expect a man overnight. I'll change next year, I promise, but let me have just a little fun and a little bah humbug one last time.
All right, Ebenezer, but send the turkey to Cratchit's COD. That'll piss him off.
That's the spirit, Marley.
One Christmas Eve, a very long time ago.
Hey, Caleb, any of those lamb chops left?
Nah, but you want half of this mutton leg?
Deal, pass it here.
Don't you just wish sometimes that we tended cows or pigs instead of sheep, Glocon?
You got that right. What I wouldn't give for a nice T-bone or some sausages.
Hey, while you're dreaming, dream me up a big slice of coconut cream pie.
Stop, you're killing me.
Be not afraid, Shepard. I bring you glad tidings.
What the hell is that?
I don't know, but it's scaring the hell out of the sheep. Born this very night in the city of David is a tiny baby who is the son of...
Quick, beat it off with your staff before these sheep stampede.
I'm right behind you.
What the hell was that?
Beats me, some kind of insect.
What makes you say that?
Because of those big mother wings it had.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, we drove it off. Any mint jelly left?
Sorry, all out.
Now for another tale in the almost true-life continuing adventures of Big John Tirefire, the man from the Ministry of the Environment.
Hey, Bill, hurry up cutting that Christmas tree down, will you?
Just about done, Freddy. How many will this make?
An even 20 and good ones, too.
Yep, people pay their nose for these beauties.
Best of all, no overhead. Best thing about trees on government land.
Who the hell is this now, Cripes? It's the law.
Let me handle this, Bill.
What the hell are you doing here?
Who the hell are you?
I'm Big John Tirefire with the Ministry of the Environment. That's who the hell I am.
Oh, well, what do you want?
I want to know what you think you are doing.
Oh, this? We're just cutting down some Christmas trees for the kids at the orphanage.
I don't care about that.
What? You don't care about kids? What, you got no heart? Little orphans, they need Christmas trees. Where will Shanty put their toys if they got no Christmas trees?
I told you I don't care about that.
Did you hear this, Bill? What an unfeeling bastard.
Yeah, and at Christmas, what a Scrooge.
Some people only think of themselves at this time of the year. So what are you going to do, bust us for illegally cutting down these trees?
How many times do I have to tell you I don't care that you cut down those trees?
So what the hell do you want?
I want to know where all this yellow snow came from. You know that pissing in the snow is in direct violation of ministry code. Where do you think this stuff goes when the snow melts? Well, I'll tell you, it drains right into our natural water supply.
Must have been some deer who pissed there.
Well, I'm going to take some photos and report this, because no one will ever believe me without pictures.
That some deer pissed in the snow?
No, that they wrote their name.
The Dead from the Neck Up Theater Company presents Scrooge. Oh, sorry, Teddy's Night Before Christmas, brought to you by Mr. Kidney Bean Family Restaurant.
'Twas the night before the night before the night before Christmas, and Teddy was doing his topless dance.
Ladies, let's have a big Howie Stripperama Go-Go Ladies Night hand for Teddy the Topless Dancing Machine.
Thank you. I would like to thank all you for coming. And if I come around to the men's room, I mean my dressing room, I will give you all autographed pictures. Oh, and thanks for putting the money in my underwear. Until next week, a fond adieu. Bill the agent guy, what are you doing here?
Teddy, you gotta help me. All the acts canceled and there will be no show on Christmas Eve.
Sorry, Phil, but I've got plans. First, I'm going to install Marsh automatic bidet, imported all the way from Japan. Then Stan and me are going to drink a 24-pack of beer, eat pork rinds, and watch all the cannonball movies.
But Teddy, this isn't a show for a bunch of drunken, lustful women. This is a benefit show for the inmates, I mean residents of the L. Jolson Retirement Home. Picture this, it's Christmas Eve and all these old people got a Christmas tree and one piece of chocolate extracts from the giant assortment Christmas design box. So what do you say, will you do it?
Gee. Well, there's no business like show business in the show.
Cut the cliches and just give me the answer. I've got a babe waiting at the one-hour motel. I mean, it's my turn to give out the host at the church.
I guess Ma doesn't need the bidet right away. And I can bring Stan along. All right, Phil, the agent guy, you got a Christmas show.
Teddy, I'll never forget this. And neither will you. You're doing this for free. And because I'm a nice guy, I'll throw in a Santa Claus suit. Just return it on Boxing Day or you'll have to pay for an extra day.
Phil, a lot of people call you a blood-sucking leech behind your back, but you really are a nice guy.
Thanks for those kind words, sucker. Sonny, can I call you Sonny? Teddy, well, it's late. Good night, Teddy, and thanks.
Thanks, Phil. I can't wait till Stan to tell Stan.
We'll return to Act 2 of Teddy's Night Before Christmas. Before Christmas, after these messages.
Remember when you were young and you thought drinking would turn you into a party animal?
Yeah, let's party!
The problem is that drinking too much can turn a party animal into just an animal. It's fun to get together with your friends and enjoy a drink.
Hi there.
But do your body a favor and drink less. Health, it's a great feeling.
If you will like more.
Hi, this is the manager of Mr. Kidney Bean Family Restaurant wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And if you buy one Living Kidney Meal Happy Meal, you get one free. Kids, don't forget to ask for the inflatable Mr. Kidney Bean doll for only $2.99, with a portion of the profits going to Mr. Kidney Bean : Charities. Remember, we are cooking the food you love just for the profits.
And now we return to Act 2 of Teddy's Night Before, the Night Before Christmas, sponsored by the House of Bidangs.
Stan, I really need your help.
How could you, Teddy, ruin the most special night of the year for me? You throw away 4 hours of Burt Reynolds, Tudor Force acting to put on a show for a bunch of people who are so old that bed is a half hour after they get up in the morning, tea time is a glass of Geritol and vitamin. Another thing, half an hour after the show time, they won't remember what the hell we did and who the hell we were.
Gee, Stan, how can you be so unkind and stereotypical? I see it would be true if you'd shed that about some figs, commies, or poops. But this time, you're talking about people like my ma and your shaded father, had he lived to get old.
You stymie, how cruel to bring my father into this, poor man dying at the young age of 66 from cigars and booze.
Gee whiz, Stan, if he hadn't been over to pick that cigar out of the gutter, that old Blatch beer delivery moped hadn't run him over.
Enough already, Teddy, you're breaking my heart. You're an animal. All right, I'll help you, Teddy. But I am doing it for the memory of my old man and maybe because of our friendship. But most of all, I am doing this for a case of beer that you're going to give me. The good stuff, not that piss water your aunt's social club makes.
I am really proud of you, Stan. Wait till you see the faces of those old people when we bring them a Christmas show that will put a smile on their face.
In a glass with those false teeth fuzzes, more like it. Teddy, shut your cake hole and let's get on the phone to the Lodge Brothers.
Let the fingers do the walking and the lips do the talking.
Shut and die, you freak.
We'll return to Act 3 of Teddy's Night Before Christmas after this brief message.
When the great Galmook Galset got lucky with the great virgin of Cochotepec, Hokey Po was born. And it is at this time of year that we join with our families to celebrate East Castration. This is Bella Bubsung of the House of Bidets, wishing you a joyous Hokey Po Day. And be sure to drop by to see us cut prices on bidets at our annual After Hokey Po Day.
Hi, this is Fire Officer Charlie reminding you to give to the Fireman's Toy Drive. We collect old and new toys, lay them out in a parking lot, invite all the poor town to come and watch as we drive over the toys with the fire truck. So won't you please help and donate your toys, and when you do, picture the faces of all the kids that take part in our toy drive. Thank you, I've been Charlie the Fireman.
Now here's the conclusion to Teddy's Night Before Christmas.
Let's have a big hand for Barney the Beer Truck Driver. Thank you, Barney, for coming tonight and bringing your kazoo and that marvelous medley of beer commercial themes. Before I go on, I would like to thank the Old Ladies Club for that wonderful prune punch. I don't know about you, but I'll be on the shitter at least a week. And now, our next act.
I'm very happy to be performing my famous gallstone juggling act.
You're not the next act, you old fart. Now sit down and shut up, because here comes Teddy.
Before you bring him out, I want to ask you, are you my son?
Do I look like your sonny?
No, but during the 1920s, while I was prospecting for gold, I had a romantic encounter with a jackass.
For Christ's sake, get out of here. Teddy, get out here right now.
Start the record player, Stan. Hi, I'm Teddy Claus, and I am glad to be here on this Christmas Eve and to be...
Hey, everybody, we're missing Matlock, and it's the episode where Don Knotts is photographed in a woman's dress smoking crack and just framed for murder.
Wait, everyone, my act, my extra special Christmas show.
Can't miss Matlock. Hell, this could be the last one we'll ever watch.
That's not fair. I give up Christmas Eve with my ma, her V-Day, and 4 hours of Cannonball Run with Stan to be dumped by Matlock. sure.
You selfish old bastard, Teddy and I and a few of the Lodge brothers give up our Christmas Eve to put on a show for you to cheer you up. And then you watch a TV show that isn't even a holiday episode. Worst of all, you hurt the feelings of Teddy, the man who believed in this most of all. Now, are you going to watch the end of this show or what?
Since you put it that way, stop the show, we're watching Matlock.
In that case, I'm going to shoot out your pitcher tube.
In that case, you pitcher, we'll fix you. We're going to watch the end of your show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Teddy Claus.
Gee, Stan, I don't know how to thank you for what you did for me back there.
Teddy, we're buddies. We always have and always will be buddies. And that's because the other guys' wives won't let me hang out with them.
Gee, Stan, you always say the nicest things. One other thing. You know, when I cried back there, well, I ain't fruity or nothing. I was overcome with the ignorance of the odds.
Teddy, I want you to know I once cried. It was when King Kong got shot. To this day, every time I see a monkey, I get misty-eyed.
Gee, Stan, did you have a good time tonight?
Hey, Teddy, I was going to kill you for dragging me into this, right up to the part where you salute Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with the light-up pasties. And that's when an old lady rushed the stage and ripped off your Santa Claus pants, and that guy who was laughing hard, his eye fell in the punch bowl. That sure was funny.
Stan?
Yeah, Teddy?
It's midnight. Merry Christmas, Stan.
Merry Christmas, Teddy. And Teddy, we still got time to install your mother's computerized bidet, if you want my help.
Stan, it's the best night before Christmas I've ever had.
And after that, Scrooge was a better man, a better master, and a better friend to Timmy Tim. Through Scrooge's generosity, did not die, and in the words of Teddy the Topless Dancer,
gee, your nipples get hard when it's cold.
It's Christmas time and time for Old Cad's Yule Log, the great-tasting Old Cad's low-wax chocolate with nougat and festive red and green bites. It's so good, we asked the jolly fat man, Santa Claus, to try it.
Ho, ho, ho! I usually eat milk and cookies, but what the... Ho, 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 gee, it's low-wax chocolate. Mmm, chewy nougat. Yum, and my mouth is on fire! What the hell?
Oh, you must have bitten into the special green and red bites, chili and jalapeno peppers that make Old Cad's Yule Log a special holiday treat.
Poison me? Ho, ho, ho! I'll give you a holiday treat, you son of a bitch! I'm gonna shit a log under your Christmas tree! Merry Christmas!
Old Cad's Yule Log. Old Cad's Yule Log for a limited time only.
Ooh, you heard it right. The most popular gift this holiday season is the Leech Farm. Educational, interesting, entertaining. Maybe in the past your kids were disappointed with ant farms, sea monkeys, and African kill beehives. They won't be disappointed with the Leech Farm, and they can learn about medicine from it. So do it today. Run out and buy your kids the amazing Leech Farm. Live leeches, not included.
Now it's time for another episode of The Lonely Guy. This week, The Lonely Guy celebrates Christmas in the man who brought his own presents.
Ho, ho, it's Christmas Day and time to open my presents. Oh, gee, I wonder what I got myself this year. I can't believe it! I got myself something I always wanted! How did I know I wanted it so much? Oh, happy day! This is the best Christmas ever. God bless me, myself.
Be sure to tune in next week when the Lonely Guy celebrates New Year's Eve in the man who had an intimate evening with himself.
I guess I'll go spank my monkey.
It's Christmas time and you're stuck for presents. Buy your kids empty cardboard boxes. Yes, cardboard boxes. It's one present kids never grow tired of. It can be a pirate chest, a doll bed, a clubhouse, put wheels on it and use it as a car. And for the brain in the house, put books in it and make it a bookshelf. There is no end to the endless use of cardboard boxes. When they get old or wear out, just throw them away. And they're only $9.99, so get the gift that really keeps on giving, cardboard boxes. Buy them today.
Now here's a special message from Santa.
Ah, shit! I'm stuck up a fireplace and my ass is on fire! Help!
This has been a Santa Claus update. It's Shady Trees, all Hebrew Hanukkah special.
Oi, this is Shady Trees, Las Vegas' 75th favorite lounge act, inviting you to join me right on this station for Shady Trees' old-fashioned Hanukkah special. We'll spin the dreidel, see the East Los Angeles Boy Shul singers form a living menorah and sing old Yiddish favorites, and join Barbara Streisand, George Boynes, Jerry Lewis, and Rabbi Spielman at Fun and Prayers. Remember, Shady Tree's old-fashioned Hebrew Hanukkah special. Shalom.
Ooh, you heard it right.
Now it's time for the I Love Louie Christmas special.
Oh, Louis, I'm home.
Oh, Dickie, I just couldn't help myself. I know we said no presents this year because we were going to use the money to adopt that teenager from Sweden, but I just had to get you a present. So, I sold my kneecaps to Heidi Fleiss to buy you this bottle of scotch.
Louis, you shouldn't have, because I've sold my liver to Dean Martin to buy you these knee pads you wanted.
And I sold my wazoo to Jim Neighbors to buy you this slave bracelet.
Oh no, I sold my wrist to Harvey Firestein to buy you this extension piece.
Tune in next time when Louis will say...
Oh, I shouldn't have sold my testicles to that castanet maker either.
You've been listening to the Dead from the Neck Up Christmas Special, featuring the comic stylings of Scott Henderson and Stephen Dafoe. Tune in next Thursday at 9:30 for another episode of Dead from the Neck Up. I'm their Yuletide producer, Brian Dawkins.
You're listening to CJLX 92.3 FM, cable 99.9, Belleville.